You're listening to the audio production of Godly Dating 101, Discover the Truth About Relationships in a World That Constantly Lies, by Tavares and Safa Gray, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Charles Ray and Michelle Williams.
To Zion and Gianna, our children who we love more than words, you are our biggest motivation. May you become who God destines for you to be, and not who culture expects you to be.
Introduction. In 2012, my brother Glenroy and I were very active on Twitter. We loved sharing truth and addressing difficult subjects. We formed an account called Anointed Misfits because we felt that truly described us, two guys who loved Jesus and weren't afraid of backlash. I realized that as I posted the things God would lay on my heart regarding dating, we would get a massive amount of feedback. Many young adults began to ask questions and asked us to address certain topics. After my brother stopped posting, I kept the page going because I saw that this was something that could possibly shift a culture. After some time in prayer, Godly Dating 101 was born. I sometimes look back and think God must have a sense of humor to allow a 20-year-old male to create a page that would encourage relationships God's way. Not because a young person can't do great things for God, but because I still battled lust and was single while telling people how a God-honoring relationship should look. Godly Dating 101, however, was on God's heart. Growing up in the church, I paid attention to the way we addressed the convenient conversations but ignored the difficult subjects. Dating was a topic most leaders avoided. I found it amazing that I could be in church approximately 5 days in my week but not hear anything about relationships. Unfortunately, the church remained silent on many of these issues, giving worldly culture a chance to be vocal on what to do, how to do it, and whom to do it with. So many lies were taught to us that are still normalized today. After speaking with hundreds, if not thousands, of individuals over the years, I have learned that people genuinely have questions about dating. It grieves my heart when I see individuals turn away from their walks with Jesus to find relationships, or when I see people who are honestly not happy with their relationships but settle for the abuse or poor definition of love they're experiencing just so they won't be alone. I believe that the person God will lead us to will strengthen our faith and reassure us to stay connected to Jesus, but modern relationships aren't prioritizing God in their relationships. Our Bibles inform us that God is love, so we know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?